All right, so we're talking about ASUU again. Whew. It is hard. And I mean, it really is. It really is very difficult. I can't tell you how difficult it is to talk about ASUU yet again. But, you know, we have to. I really don't know how best to put this, because I have friends who are in the university right now, in different, in different levels, some undergraduates, some postgraduates, and there's a sense of frustration. It's a sense of frustration that I experienced in my time, you know, back in school, back in university, because yes, we went through a strike. But this is a very long one. Months, and to make this even more interesting, this is the year before the elections, when you would think the government should, you know, yes, let's get this over and done with, so that, you know, it can look good for all of us. Yes, we want to look good. We should look good, but apparently it's not looking good. Now, media aid to the president, Garba Shehu, has absolved President Buhari of any blame as the ASUU strike lingers. Speaking on Channels Television, Garba Shehu called on ASUU to call off the strike as negotiations continue. He said the president will lead the country country better than he met in 2015. This was in the news of yesterday. And that obviously, as you would expect, elicited a lot of comments on social media and indeed on various platforms, even those who were watching that particular interview. Now, let's get that excerpt, shall we? I really want to give you, you know, an all-round view this morning. It's our final conversation this morning.
Let's please agree that there are problems, but the government is working to solve the problems, and the president's assurance is that he is going to leave behind a safer country than he had met. Give him that benefit of the doubt. So people are just not being fair when they cling on to some of these things. It's a cancel campaign that people are launching against Muhammadu Buhari, and they will not succeed.
So it's a cancel campaign. Now, I am one of those persons who likes to see the silver lining in everything. I personally believe that there is good in virtually every human being. Yes, people act badly, but I like to believe there is good in every human being. I think it's very unfair for people to say, oh, the government hasn't done anything. That's not entirely true. Or this administration has made things worse. Well, it can be relative. They have in pros, they have in cons, they have in successes that this government, in fact, any administration would have successes during its tenure. It's a given, all right? But you cannot blame people who feel that more wrong has been carried out than good. You know, you really can't. There are so many things that they can point out to. Now, lectures reacted to Buhari's call for the strike to be called off. Interestingly, you know, Professor Godley also from the University of Port Harcourt called on the president to meet ASUU's demands first. Okay.
But the president did not give any of his willingness to correct those things for which the strike was embarked on. So his enough is enough was not too clear. We don't know whether enough is enough in the sense that he was going to take remedial actions to what ASUU is protesting against, or he just assumed that he came to the union and told the union to go back, and the union will just go back without salaries, without the conditions the strike was embarked on being addressed. Since the president has acknowledged that there are some issues for which the strike was embarked upon, should address those issues.
All right, so they should address, but that's what it seems like, a broken record. Once again, I cannot help but feel the frustration that any student, any lecturer is going through right now. All right, because it's like it's the same thing. We've been dancing around in circles. It's like going around the roundabout, round a roundabout, round a roundabout again. It's like a roundabout and a roundabout, and it's just continuous. Now, my question is this. Is the stance by ASUU in the best interest of education? Now, before you go up and say, hey, yes, they are striking too much. No, 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 please listen very carefully. You see, whenever you have an industrial action like this, the aim is always, apart from just getting money, is to improve the services that union is offering. there is a theory that right now, Nigeria is going through the last of a dying breed. A dying breed of intellectuals, of academics who would bleed, sweat, to make sure that they get the best information, go researches, and then transmit those same to the students. This is the same breed of lecturers that Nigerians have been complaining about, the lecturers who extort, who sexually abuse. However, it is still the same breed of lecturers who work, and I mean work really hard. Go on updates. Doctors, for example, travel, sometimes with their own monies. Come back with the knowledge and hope to transmit. You see, if you ask many Nigerian students today, would you want to be a lecturer? You care to hazard a guess what the response would be? So, as I open the phone lines, I remind you once again, do you think the stance of the ASUU is in the best interest of education? Because it's not just about salaries. We're talking about the quality that would determine where this country will go on to in the next 10, if not beyond those 10 years. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. On social media, we have two posts on the same subject matter. I'll be reading comments from them shortly. That's on Facebook and Twitter as well. We had a post just before the 11 o'clock mark on the same subject matter. So go on Facebook, all right, and join the conversation. We're talking about the ASUU strike update this morning. The president said, enough is enough. Please go back. Let's consider, you know, the children. It's kind of difficult to consider the children when some would argue a lot of these leaders don't have their children in Nigerian universities. Is it just me, or did I see a story about, you know, the weakest, one of the weakest children graduating? How many of you saw that? There you go. Oh, let's not forget Buhari's, you know, ward also graduated a while ago, and so also did the Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. Yeah, all abroad, by the way. There's nothing wrong with going abroad. I don't think there is. But it smacks really hard when the people who you are leading can't have the same opportunity. Ted Rome says, ASUU demand is quite okay on the paperwork, but actually they are not really taking it to the grassroots. Lecturers still collect bribes. Students forced to buy materials they will never use. Lecturers neglecting teaching to junior teachers. Academic calendar curriculum is still backward. So there's a general need for an overhaul. 9-2-3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, bro Jude.
Good morning.
Directly to your question, ASUU strike is for the benefit and the good development of the Nigerian universities. Nigeria gained our independence in 1960. Since then, we have had professors and doctors and consultants from different disciplines of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But no one has been able to produce radio. No one has been able to produce television. No one has been able to begin to manufacture caterpillars and creams. And ASUU as an authority saying, let us bring our universities and facilities that will cause our people to begin to produce something. Not just training them, and they will not be able to manufacture anything. So it's for the benefit of the education of this country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. It's for the benefit of the country. Now, before we go on a break, we have just about a minute. I'll read more of your comments on the subject matter. Now, this is coming here by Ikechi Wogu. who's an educational consultant, you know, and this is what he had to say about ASUU, you know, talking about, you know, tactics to go on to.
ASUU themselves should raise up to more bargaining power. They sit down together, consult their thoughts, shifting of the grounds a little to the left, a little to the right. Something has to give, either from the federal government or from ASUU. And then Nigerians know that, yeah, we're better assured of solution, not just making statements at this point.
All right, so there should be a shifting to the left, shifting to the right. It's called compromise, by the way. That's the way, you know, things usually get resolved. Now, one thing that has been made mention over and over and over and over again is that the government and the previous governments, not just this government, not just this administration, has not been sincere in its commitment to fulfill said agreement. You sign on dotted lines, at least that's the allegation. You sign on dotted lines, and then you don't quite meet up with those promises. Once again, students haven't been to school this year. Some, even before the start of this year. Is this stance for the best in our education? We'll find out from you when we return. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good morning. My name is Jude Omamigbe. This is Hello Port Harcourt. Our final conversation is about the stance of ASUU. Now, I asked the question, do you think the stance that ASUU is taking on this no going back, we need to have this resolved once and for all, do you think the stance on the strike is best for education? Now, ASUU says the federal government and not its members are responsible for the union's prolonged strike. ASUU's national president Emmanuel Osodeke, in an interview, to urge Nigerians to ask the government when it will sign the agreement reached in the just concluded renegotiation meeting. Recall that on Monday, President Muhammadu Buhari told striking lecturers to consider the future generation and resume work, saying enough is enough for keeping students at home. Yes, enough is enough. Nigerians are tired. But then Nigerians are also asking the questions, dear sir, dear president, dear vice president, dear governors, dear senators, dear commissioners, a lot of your children are in the abroad. A lot of your children are in universities in the UK, in the US, in Sweden, in which other country is very popular for Nigerians these days? Germany, France, yes, very popular these days. Australia is becoming a hub these days as well. Oh, let's not forget the Caribbean islands as well. Those people who are trying to get into medicine. And Cyprus as well. Let's not forget Ukraine before. Remember, there were a lot of Nigerians in Ukraine just before the invasion started, or the war, or the military exercise, as Russia calls it. Yes, so that happened. So, once again, the question is, do you think ASUU's stance is for the betterment of education? Don't forget, please do refrain from derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see or hear it, please don't make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Nigeria 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Oh dear, apologies. please, once again, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Maybe step away from the radio if you can. I do know sometimes a lot of these challenges are network related, drop calls and issues like that. But in order that we have the best time with you, please turn down the volume of your radio set, or preferably turn it off if you can. Please turn down the radio set or turn it off. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The position of ASUU is not of the best interest to education in this country.
Why do you say so?
Because their request and demand does not comply to any educational system or functional education globally.
Interesting.
Does not conform to it. If it was that easy, the federal government would have assented to it. And ask them to go back to work. But it does not conform to global best practice in growing education. That is why the federal government is so skeptical to get themselves involved into such agreements. I know we are so sentimental.
Mm.
Oh, ASUO, government, so listen to them. But for the benefit of this conversation, let me say a very big thank you to Governor Wike. I stand to be corrected. All tertiary institutions in River State are firing up on double cylinder. Educational curriculum is progressing. How come the governor of River State has sorted that issue and other states cannot do it? Are still crying and depending on federal government's negotiations and agreements.
But is it the same state that you're talking about where secondary school teachers can complain about impressed, where people call this radio station and complain that the roofs are leaking, where people call and say grasses have overturned their community, or the same is state the where some secondary schools have trash in front of their schools?
Those local government don't they have buses? What is the local government chairman doing?
Okay.
To be honest, we the people, we are the ones that are trying to make governance central. We are not going to the appropriate quarters to complain our demands.
Okay.
Do you also know that the parents are also a problem? After the second quarter of last year, Nigeria on education flight, over 3 trillion naira. Over 3 trillion naira. Foreign education.
Yeah, but
leaving
but
this
country. That's because they'll tell you. That's because tell you that the schools ASUU right now is on strike. So parents who want to give their children the better or the
if
best chances
the
of education.
Can't the same parents? Can't the same parents as they are complaining? Can they also come together and count all their children abroad, bring them in, and use that money to develop? Yes. Yeah? Can they come and do that? We are just so funny in this country. Now you are spending your money abroad and you are complaining here. Is it not funny? Is it not wickedness? You are spending your millions abroad developing other people's education. But when you come to your own, you are complaining. See, let me be honest to you, sir. I notice that these people who send their children abroad, most of them, the amount of money they are receiving annually or monthly is on fraudulent basis. Or they don't merit it. They don't merit it. Because if they do, they should not be encouraging it. Over 2 trillion naira on flight of education. Imagine what that money would have done for this country here in Nigeria.
Well,
if they brought that money and spread it down to ASUU, will we have this kind of complaint?
Well, that's a logical deduction, though. If you look at the amount of money people spend, people try to look for, in quotes, hard currency to send their children abroad and then pay school fees and pocket money, it's huge. It really is huge. 92.3. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Kod.
Welcome.
Actually, ASUU is looking for betterment of education. University precisely. So ASUU should also have it in mind that every other sector in Nigeria here have now get it up to 70%, and they are still managing it. Health sector today is not within 80%. Secondary and education, that's equal. No country have also get it 100% as they are demanding. So if governments have lit up on mind, they should reconsider and go back to classroom. Because if any other sector should begin to go off right the way they are going, because it's not better in all the sectors here. But then the country will not ban totally. They should go back to classroom and reconsider. Let us have it gradually process. Then we think that government have all the money to meet all the mind every time. That is not true sometimes. If they have it, does it mean those people who are in government of power, are they saying we care that if the fund is there, they will not need it also? So sometimes they consider all these things. Government also has challenges. And let's talk.
Thank you very much. The government actually does have other challenges. Now, one of the contentious issues, you know, that has happened with the government is how salaries should be paid. There's the IPPIS system, and then there's UTAS system, right? Okay, so a lot of people have asked, so why exactly is ASU, you know, insistent that it's the UTAS, not IPPIS, that the government is suggesting should be the means to pay them their salary? Why? What exactly is the problem? Anyway, good luck, Eneka. Good luck. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Zion.
This is Drew.
Okay, Chief, sorry. You know, the problem is that we in this country, there are things we neglect, and that's our politicians are taking advantage of us. Are you aware that each syndicate bought this thing from their party with 100,000? I mean, 100 million. Are we aware of that?
Are you talking about the presidential primary tickets for APC? Is that what?
Yes, primary tickets, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Are we still aware that Tinubu, each parent, that he bought them over, if I'm not mistaken, with, you know, a billion naira for each of them to set up for him.
That's an allegation. You don't have proof.
And all this money is in their hands. If they don't have money to settle out to, why can't they borrow it from Tinubu? You know, or sort it out from within themselves. If they can have 100 billion to buy the ticket,
100
and
million.
They will not have money to settle out to. And then don't let us forget, Nigerian police wanted to go, were threatening to go strike, based that they promised them for increment of salary and that. And at the end of the day, that promise was not fulfilled. And that threat of strike went under carpet because they are not union. So if something like this is not properly focused, Nigerian government will be playing with people's intelligence, especially workers' intelligence.
All right, good luck. Thank you very much. Elomba is in Oyibo. Elomba, good morning to you, please.
Good morning. I agree to you, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah. Is it what you're talking about, strike, as you go? This thing has been there for over 5 months now. Why this is like that is because this man, their children is not here. And that also shows how much they love Nigeria. If they love Nigeria, they will make Nigeria better. They don't love Nigeria. They only love what they are getting for Nigeria. And that's why anybody who tries to complain, they will use military police, suppress their voice, try to make sure that they remain on top all the time. So this shows their love to Nigeria. That's my whole thing. God bless you.
Okay, all right. So basically saying that, ASU should continue, or is in support of what ASU is doing, that the government is not doing enough. Okay, now, Chief Precious asks a very interesting question. He says, good morning. What if government doesn't have money to pay? What is there for them to go and borrow and pay ASU off? Or is it only the educational sector that they don't borrow money? Or if it's something that will not work out, that's why they'll borrow money for? They should pay those who have registered under the payment system. Interesting question, Precious is asking. But this is my take, all right? We've heard so many times government borrows money for capital or real current expenditure, and it can be, from an economic standpoint, it's not particularly prudent. So, want to borrow money and use that money just to pay salaries, particularly when, you know, the income revenue is not commensurate. But if they've been doing this for other sectors, She's asking, so why can't they do it for ASUU? The monies people spend to send their children to private institutions and also institutions abroad. Please note, by the way, some of the institutions abroad that Nigerians are sending their children to are not private schools. Some of them are public schools. So, and some of them also are private. You can't deny that. Some of the universities that someone just attending in the UK, in the US, in the Caribbean, in Germany, in France, are private schools. Some are also public. Canada is also a big place. And Australia now, these are big directions that Nigerians are targeting right now for educational purposes. Having said that, Nigerians would like a scenario where you can pay for your education and you will get quality education. At least that's what ASUU is saying on paper. At least that's the stance. Do you agree that this impasse is because ASUU wants the best for education? 0817-923-0002. We have just about 6 minutes left. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Please, as always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. We'd like to get to hear you clearly when you engage with us. 92.3, good morning, please.
Good morning. My name is Ben.
Welcome, Ben.
Yes. Before this time, the ASUU has been paid their salaries. Their salaries have been paid regularly. So what they are asking for is an improvement in their welfare, improvement in their salary, improvement in welfare in the school. But federal government employs them. And they're asking their employer to improve upon what they are giving them. And they are saying that the economy is not smiling. Why then do we consider the plight of their children, because their children are also in the school, they are now at home? Why don't they also think that their salaries have been suspended? Who is losing? They should have tried to reconsider their stand, go back to school, but they will not just call off the strike and go back to school like that. From the language of the president, he is not ready to call them to a roundtable conference to ask them to go back to school. So a body should be constituted, like the parents' body, and call ASUU for a meeting and ask and plead with them to go back to school. Because they can't just decide on their own to go back to school, the defeat will be too heavy. That is my stand. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Wisdom is on the line. Wisdom is on East West Road. Good morning, Wisdom. Hello, Wisdom. Hello. Hello, good morning, Wisdom. Oh, dear. I must apologize. We have Andy on SARS Road. Andy, good morning to you.
Yeah, you. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
And happy Ladies' Day.
Indeed. Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah. Jude, I have a question here.
Yes, please.
The professors, the doctors, the lecturers, in quotes, they ask you, who among them can tell us how this system was or where before and when they finished their own higher institution?
Okay.
Before they became graduates, before they became doctors, before they became professors, as the case may be. How are or how were the system? Was the system the way it was when they graduated?
But it's not exactly... Hello, Andy. Oh, dear. It's not exactly the same, but the climes have changed. The economy has changed. Everything has changed. Well, we'll have to thank you all for sharing your comments. Go on social media. You get to read more. Get to feel what Nigerians are saying about the subject matter. My name is Jude. Hello, Potako returns later.